Everyone knows that Jesus Christ said, "Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's." Straightforward, easy to figure out. Money belongs to Caesar, his name is on it, and everything else belongs to God. Obviously, there are a lot of questions left to be answered, even after the simple, straightforward teaching. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to Christ or to God what is God's. St. Paul says a similar thing in Romans 13. Government has its due, and we need to give the government that due, its prerogative, and we give to God the things that belong to God. Straightforward again. The rub, of course, comes in the practice, and the difficulty comes in actually putting things into action. Luther gives us an enormous amount of help here, simply because of his rather brilliant and persistent distinction between the two realms, what he liked to call the realm of God's left hand and the realm of God's right hand. And this distinction that Luther gives us has been one of the hallmarks of Lutheran teaching since the time of Luther, and is one of the, I believe, one of the great contributions that Lutheranism has to make to Christianity as a whole, because it solves a great deal of the difficulties and problems that often attend questions of church and state and their interrelationship between the two and how to deal with this. So Luther also has a rather easy thing to describe. He would say that there is a left-hand realm and a right-hand realm. The right-hand realm is the area of God's activity in which he works to extend his salvation to those in the world. The kingdom of grace, sometimes called, or the realm of God's gospel activity. So the right hand is where the forgiveness of sins is declared. The right hand is where the promise of salvation is dispensed. The right hand is where the assurance is given to those who need the comfort of their forgiveness and the hope of eternal life. All this comes in the right hand. The right hand is obviously the special attention, the special concern of the church, and especially of the church's servants. The left hand, or the left realm, is also of significance to Luther, and is not just simply something to be dismissed. The left hand, for Luther, describes the areas of concern in this world, the civil government, the affairs of men and their interrelationships, the way that they get along, the way that they function. And so the left hand is also of great concern to Luther, and he makes a clear distinction between these two, because the distinction helps enormously in sorting out how we think about these things. And it takes some practice working through these things. Getting our practices right so that we can be consistent in our activities doesn't always come naturally. We need to work at these things, and that's especially true in this area of the two realms. Now, before I go further into what exactly the two realms are and how we're supposed to kind of employ them or use them, it's worth kind of sorting out what they are not. Probably first and foremost, it needs to be made very clear that we need to recognize that Luther was not always consistent in his use of the terminology. Sometimes he would talk about two realms, and sometimes he would talk about two kingdoms, and sometimes he would use these interchangeably. The problem is that Luther uses two kingdoms in two very distinct ways, which is why, if you have noticed, I have not yet been referring to this familiar distinction as the two kingdoms. Most of you are used to hearing the two kingdoms doctrine talked about, and we'll see very clearly that two kingdoms is misleading, and in fact, it's not really a doctrine, but more on that in a minute. The two kingdoms for Luther can mean two different things. Sometimes Luther means two kingdoms to refer to what I've been talking about, the two realms, the way that God is at work according to his right hand with his grace, the way he's at work with his left hand to extend justice and caring for the creation in around us. However, Luther can also use two kingdoms quite differently. There are times when Luther uses the two kingdoms to refer to the kingdom of God over against the kingdom of Satan. Obviously, when he's using this distinction, he's talking about God's kingdom breaking in through grace and God accomplishing his purposes, and Satan working to destroy what God has done, working to undermine God's activity, working to bring to nothing all that God is working to accomplish, working to destroy God's good creation. So here you have a real contrast between black and white, the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of Satan. And Luther sometimes talks about these two kingdoms. And when you hear the two kingdoms discussed, and that's the application, obviously we have a clear black and white good versus evil. One's a great, beautiful thing, God's activity. One's the activity of Satan and is to be despised. The problem comes if we start to use that two kingdoms terminology as Luther does for the God, Satan, and then kind of let that morph over into a left-right. Because obviously, if we're going to apply that same sort of idea of God and Satan to the left-right and think there's a correspondence in some way, we're left to conclude that, well, the right hand obviously is God's activity, leaving the left hand for Satan. But that's patently false. Luther does not intend to say that the right hand is God's good kingdom and the left hand is, well, the leftovers, or even worse, Satan's wicked, evil, sinful kingdom. That's not what he means. In fact, the cool thing about Luther's two realms is he intends to say that both realms are God's realm. And that's probably the big point to really get and to understand. Both realms are God's realm. And what the distinction is describing is the way that God works in his world. Which brings me to my second, what it's not. The two realms is not yet another synonym for law and gospel. Law and gospel is talking about the way that God speaks. He speaks law to his world and he speaks gospel to his world. But what the two realms is describing is the way that God works in the world. It's a little different nuance, but it's a different distinction. Luther loves his distinctions. We've got two kinds of righteousness. We've got law and gospel. We've got two realms. We've got at the same time sinner and saint. The list could go on. But they're not all just some sort of modifications or correlations to one distinction of law and gospel. That's not true. The distinctions are all separate and are making different points. Here on the two realms, the point is, how does God work in his creation? And the answer is, he works two ways. According to the right hand, he works to bring forgiveness of sins, mercy, and new life. And according to his left hand, he works to bring justice, order, direction, and prosperity to his creation. He wants it to thrive. And the left hand is how that works. So this is not just another synonym for law and gospel. What this means then is, if you're thinking about this, is that the right hand is the area of God's activity, and the left hand is also the area of God's activity. But there are distinct differences between how these two operate. In the right hand, it's all about the gospel, declaring the forgiveness of sins, bringing sinners to repentance, bringing them to know that they have Christ's love and they have the promise of eternal life. All this is the business of the right hand. In the left hand, however, it is the law that runs the show. This is not a bad thing. So the law is not a bad thing. The law is God's good order, God's good will for his creation. And in the left hand, it is the law that runs the show, because the law tells us how things are supposed to be, how they're supposed to work, how God desires things to be functioning, and the best plan, God's design for his creation. That's what we get in the left-hand realm. Luther has gone as far as to say, this is some of his writings in the 1520s, can soldiers too be saved, and also to what extent civil authority should be obeyed. Both of these writings, Luther makes very clear that the left hand is God's area of activity, and the left hand matters to God, and the left hand is to be ruled by the law of God, not the gospel. He says you try to bring the gospel into the left hand, and invariably things go awry, because you're turning people free from their responsibilities when that's not what should be happening in the left hand realm. So, obviously, you can also see there's some correspondence here between the two realms and the two kinds of righteousness. Not an exact one-to-one correspondence, but there's certainly some overlap here. So, the Christian understands then that God is at work in his world according to his right hand, bringing his gospel to those who need forgiveness of sins, and especially interested in the vertical relationship with God. And God is at work according to his left hand, extending justice, delivering his direction and his will for his creation so that the world functions the way it's supposed to function. That's what happens in the left hand. Where is God working? In both. Which one matters to God? Both matter to God. From my perspective, one of the really exciting things about getting the two realms right is it enables us to take a second look at the left hand and realize how important that is to God and how important it should also be to Christians, so that we should not have a dismissive attitude toward this creation as being unimportant, since all that matters is going to heaven. In fact, we need to realize that what happens in this world is of great significance to God, and it should be of great significance also to God's people. All right, so far the introductory thoughts on the two realms. On the next podcast, we'll take a little closer look at some of the other things that the two realms are not and how it applies to us in our lives today.